It is unfortunate that rather than discussing these important issues, Gordon keeps resorting to incorrect statements and now trying to use a fake tough guy persona when Gordon's actions actually prove him to be the weakest man in the room. Rather than actually debating the issues, Gordon used the step outside line that Biden used on multiple occasions to try to distract from the real issues. Gordon is again using the tactics of the left. As the only member of the State Board of Land Commissioners to vote against this boondoggle wind proposal back in April, I'm passionate in my opposition to these projects. The public comment at the SBLC meeting was so important. After the last meeting of the State Board of Land Commissioners, in which Gordon refused to take public comment, it was so important that we heard from the people of Wyoming and their opposition to this project. The people were clear. These woke wind projects are wrong for Wyoming. After public comment, I brought a motion to end the Pronghorn wind lease. We had a majority of the board that was willing to end this wind lease because it is inconsistent with the rules of the board. But unfortunately, the governor ruled the motion out of order. However, I plan to bring this motion to rescind the wind lease at the next meeting of the board.